I cannot say this for certain, but I have enough faith in usually reliable sources to say with confidence that Chicago Alderman Ed Burke is seriously considering pleading guilty to a criminal charge of attempted extortion and agreeing to cooperate with federal prosecutors to tell them things they'd like to know about politics in Chicago, politics and money, the kinds of things known in the Donald Trump world as the art of a deal. The reason Burke is considering all that is to avoid an embarrassing public trial that could find him guilty, cost him $250,000, and 20 years in prison. Alderman Burke is campaigning for re-election, insisting he's guilty of nothing, which of course he may be guilty of nothing. But he's a target that federal prosecutors love to hunt, a prominent, extra high-profile public official. If you want to speculate on the prosecutor's chances of convicting Alderman Burke, know that Burke's been wiretapped for 2 years by the FBI. Ed Burke on tape, talking politics and money. Ed Burke, the most well-connected and powerful member of the city council, half a century chairman of the finance committee, more than 40 years personally, privately, and secretly controlling the city's workmen's compensation budget, $1 million taxpayer dollars a year. It is fair to speculate that prosecutors are finding evidence of the art of a deal, and that it's now better for Burke to make a deal than to spend 20 years in prison. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.